Happy Monday morning, everybody. Monday, January 23rd, 2023. It's Tom Drake's Daily Cruise and Travel News Podcast, brought to you by The Snood Factory, www.thesnoodfactory.com. Tom Drake here on board the beautiful Oceana Serena. We are in Santo Tomas, Guatemala. We arrived a little while ago. Beautiful day. It's not the most attractive port to dock in. They claim they built the cruise terminal here. It looks like they went to Miami, bought the biggest tent shed available, shipped it over here. But it's a nice island. People like it. It's rainforest and ruins. That's pretty much what you're doing around here. A lot of ruins. The Mayan, some of the best Mayan ruins are here. Something to talk about when you go home. What was it like? Oh, did I see ruins? I saw ruins on top of ruins. I saw rocks. I saw boulders. I saw things. I saw a house from 4,000 years ago. Do I care? I don't care, really. And rainforest. A lot of leaves. A lot of rain. A lot of people that cruise here also go on the cruise from Boston to Montreal so they can watch the leaves change color. That's a big deal. Anyway, it's a really nice day, and the people are going to have a good time. We're on our way to the Panama Canal. Beautiful weather all the way through so far, so a good time for everybody. It's quick story. I was on my way to tape, and I ran into my friend Perry, and I mentioned him the other day because he's a funny guy. He's not a comedian. He can't be a comedian. He has money in the bank, but he was telling me that the last time they were here in Guatemala, his wife arranged for a rainforest and bug tour. You see insects and stuff like that, snakes, whatever. And I guess she went online and found some great price with Eddie's, you know, wet leaf rainforest ruin bug thing. And not the greatest, I guess. They're in the middle of the rainforest. There's not much going on. It's not even raining. And they see insects. And Perry sees something and doesn't even recognize it. He said to the guide, "What is that?" He goes, "That's a 50-peed." He goes, "What's a 50-peed?" He says, "That's half of a centipede." He goes, "Why don't we see centipedes?" He goes, "For this money, if you would have bought the deluxe tour." Okay, it was funny for us, but maybe you have to have two cups of coffee for it to make any sense at all. All right, roll the music. Let's get through this story fast. It was in Travel Weekly today about Crystal Cruises. Crystal Cruises went belly up a year ago. 1 year ago, roughly, they went belly up. And people are still waiting for money. Because when you go belly up in the United States, they have a court assignee, a guy who's in charge of paying people back eventually. And this guy's name is Mark Healy. He's supposed to liquidate the Crystal Cruises assets. Now, understand, they didn't own their ships at Crystal. They were leased. So they had basically office chairs, some pens and pencils and paper clips. And somehow he's sold off enough now to have $13 million, but he's not rushing to pay anybody, according to Mark and the attorney who's in charge, because there has to be an attorney in charge. You know how that works. And the attorney's name is, doesn't matter, his name is Samuel Capuano. The only reason I notice it is he's an attorney at the Miami-based law firm of Berger Singerman. They must have had a meeting and go, "We need one Italian." Just, you know what? People are afraid of Italians. They're not that afraid of Jewish lawyers, but they're afraid of Italians. Get somebody named Sammy. So Sammy Capuano, he's the attorney for Mark Healy. And between the two of these guys, a year later, they haven't paid anybody. But according to Mark, over 12,400 claims have been made against Crystal. But the problem is they need to investigate each and every claim. Drag it out, boys. Ding-ding, cha-ching. I could be wrong. They could be waiting to get paid just like everybody else, but I'm guessing that Mark's getting his money and Sam's getting his money, and the people that are owed money, they're getting ugats, as we say. Forget about it, you know what I mean? I mean, travel agents got hosed. Everybody got hosed. 12,400 claims. They owe for fuel. They owe for lettuce. They owe for travel agents. They owe the guest that had deposits, the guest that booked a cruise and the cruise never sailed. I mean, it's a mess, and so far they only have $13 million, and that's not enough to go around with 13,400 claims. A couple of the travel agents in the stories, Tom Baker and Dennis strange name, they both admit they're probably never going to see a dime. Tom Baker said it's sad, but travel agents do always seem to get to the short end of the stick. Yeah, well, maybe you got the short of the stick, pal. You're only shorting your commission. Those other guys, they didn't get to cruise. They took thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars for them, and they're getting what we call ugats, huh? Anyway, the whole thing's bizarre. I won't even get into the fact that they're going to restart Crystal. And when they restart Crystal sometime this summer, they don't even know when, they're not going to honor any of this. It's not, they don't care. It's not my problem. That's another story for another time. Seabourn, if you're sailing on Seabourn Venture in April, no, you're not, because they've canceled all of the cruises in April. The Venture is an expedition ship. It's only about a year old, maybe less than that. It was sailing in Antarctica, and suddenly it has trouble with its stabilizers. All right, I know nothing. I'm guessing, though. Somebody forgot to pull them back in during the trip in the ice field, and they broke it. So the stabilizers are not working, and it's really difficult. This is only a yacht. It's an expedition yacht. It carries 264 guests, but it's a bumpy ride, and those stabilizers will make it a whole lot better. I lived this nightmare a long time ago. I mean, 25 years ago. The Norwegian Windward, it wasn't the wind yet, it hadn't been stretched. The Norwegian Windward sailing out of Vancouver to Alaska without stabilizers. The company didn't want to fix it. They wanted to get through the season and then fix it. We would sail out of Vancouver and be on our side in 10 seconds. People going, kind of rough out there. It was glass. Kind of rough out there. Oh, yeah. We all walked around. We all had to drink the Kool-Aid. We couldn't tell them. Oh, yeah, it's rough. Yeah, it's rough. It's too damn stabilizers. So anyway, they canceled it so they can put it in dry dock, but not until April. So if you're on that ship in February and March, hold on. And it's on its way to South America. It's on its way to do the Amazon River. It's going to be going through some wonderful water in the Atlantic without stabilizers. Now, if you want to, for the people that they had their cruise canceled, be grateful. The other people, oh, I was on Cruise Critic, and the thread, they call it a thread, it was a rope, it was so fat. Oh, were they upset, because they weren't, because of the stabilizers, they were skipping places in Antarctica, and I guess there are certain places in Antarctica, the holy grail for people that love ice, and they're not going, and they're going to sue, they're getting a lawyer, they're going to have a class action suit, a no class action suit. Yeah, good luck on that. Good luck. From someone that's been doing this a long time, I wish you luck. I talk all about Virgin Voyages a lot because they're always in the news for anything. They're in the news for anything. It doesn't matter because they're trying to sound relevant. What's the word I want? Relevant. They want to be relevant. Well, they are. But the problem is they have, at the end of the year, they have four ships sailing, over 4,000 beds, and they have to fill them. So any chance they get to pound out a press release, they're going to send it out. I wasn't going to cover this story, but it's just cute. Jennifer Lopez, you know, J-Lo from the block. She's married to Ben Affleck now. She has a new movie coming out. It's called Shotgun Wedding. It has nothing to do with her marrying Ben Affleck. She's 51, already has her own kids. Thank you. Anyway, she has a new movie coming out. In the press release about the movie, they say Shotgun Wedding hits the screens nationwide on Amazon Prime on January 27th. Well, there are no screens nationwide for Amazon Prime. In the old days, we call this, it's going straight to video. Normally when a movie was, it went straight to video. Nowadays though, because so much is being done, you know, by video for Amazon, Netflix, and everybody else, it's probably not a terrible movie. Anyway, if you're on The Valiant Lady, you're in for a special treat because you will see the movie before anybody else. They will show the movie on board in the ship's immersive theater, and that's the only way to see a J-Lo movie is if you're immersed. The theater is called the Red Room. I can only imagine what it looks like. A bordello, right? That's Richard Branson. If it doesn't involve SEX, we're not talking about it. Anyway, you'll see the movie, and if you're an Amazon Prime member, you'll have an added perk. And who doesn't want a little add to the perk? You will receive a complimentary handcrafted Just Say Yes cocktail. For this movie, just say no. I'm sure it's going to be cute, but you're not, no. And also, you'll be invited to an exclusive onboard event at the Loose Cannon. They must have a bar on the ship called the Loose Cannon. That's the perfect name for a comedy club that I would star at. And tonight in the Loose Cannon is another Loose Cannon. Here he is, an attitude with a tie. Now, if you really do like J-Lo, I won't deprive you. Let me tell you what the movie's about. In the movie Shotgun Wedding, Darcy, that's Jennifer Lopez, and Tom, that's Josh Duhamel. Remember, he was married to Fergie, who's also in that TV show Vegas. Well, Darcy and Tom, they're getting married. So they gather their lovable but very opinionated families for the ultimate destination wedding. Very opinionated. Bring back Carol O'Connor. You eat it, dear. I'm not going to some wedding on an island. You eat it. I'm not doing it. I don't care about the shotgun. Anyway, they are bringing everybody to the ultimate destination wedding. And just as they begin to have cold feet or get cold feet or the feet feel cold, as if that isn't enough of a threat to the celebration, suddenly everybody's life is in danger when the entire party is taken hostage. Till death do us part takes on a whole new meaning in this hilarious, adrenaline-fueled adventure. When I get up in the morning and I think I'm wasting my time with this podcast or I'm wasting your time with the podcast, it's moments like this that save me because someone got paid to write that movie, that adrenaline-fueled adventure that is such a hack piece of crap. And of course, Jennifer got in it and Tom got in it. Josh got in it. They're making a lot of money. You know what? It's probably a nice movie, but it's like, you know, it's a Hallmark movie with weapons. It's pretty much what it is. But if you're on The Valiant Lady, you're going to see it in the Red Room, and then you're going to have a special drink in the Loose Cannon. Pinch me. All right, I don't even want to talk about this, but I have to. I've been talking too many times about New Zealand. They're getting a lot more publicity than they deserve. I've said many times it's Chester, New Jersey with sheep. It does nothing for me. That's just me. Other people love it. I think it's a long way to go to see an English pub that actually there's one in Orlando that's probably better and to see some sheep. Thank you. Anyway, they are all upset about Biofoul. If you're first-time listeners to this soon-to-be award-winning podcast, biofouling is the accumulation of microorganisms, plants, algae, and this is new, or small animals on a ship's hull. They just added that one. That hasn't been in there. Up until this, it's been plants, algae, oysters, things like that. Now it's small animals on a ship's hull. What kind of an animal? What is that, a cat? Yeah, that's Captain Kate from Celebrity. What's it doing on the hull? Somebody get it. She's not pretty happy. So what happens is now, if you have any of that on the hull, on the ship's hull, you can't come into New Zealand because New Zealand is pristine and lovely, and also now without a prime minister, that's another story. And they've nabbed 8 ships in the biofoul net in the last 10 days, since the first of the year, 21 days. Queen Elizabeth, Azamara, Quest, Seven Seas Explorer, Silver Whisper, Pacific Explorer, Coral Princess, Viking Orion, and the La Laperouse. La Laperouse. It's a French ship from Ponet. It's a yacht, sailing yacht. La Laperouse. And chances are, you know, knowing the French, they probably threw some stuff over the side from the kitchen when no one was looking. And the organism saw it and went, oh, wee-wee. Look at that. Wee-wee, it's frog's legs. So anyway, if you go there, you're in trouble. And they have a guy. He's in charge of biosecurity. This is really true. With everything going on in the world, the war in the Ukraine, the COVID, the terrorism, and everything else, we have a guy named Paul Hallett, they do, in New Zealand, and he's in charge of biosecurity, and I'm sure he's got stripes and stuff, maybe carries a inspecting gun, I'm not sure, but he surmises, because you know, the guys like that, they surmise a lot. I've never been a surmiser, but he surmises that this really started during the pandemic while the ships were in wet dock, and they were just sitting there, and they were an easy target for these biofoul pests, and now they're, if they come in with fouled hulls, they're introducing unwanted marine pests. And so it's going to end. It's going to end. So they're up to 8 now. Up to 8. Normally I blow a siren, but I didn't feel like it today. 8 ships. And finally, let's take a visit down the road of over-the-top bombastic press releases. And this one's from Celebrity Cruises, who announced that they have reached a significant milestone with its fourth Edge class cruise ship. It's been floated out on the water. Look up milestone in the Webstone dictionary. I think a milestone is going to the moon. I think a milestone is launching a rocket and have the rocket come back and land right on the pad. I think a milestone is, that's a significant milestone. I should have a list of things that are, but I don't think putting a ship in the water is really a milestone. I think they're really overusing certain words. But anyway, according to the press release here, the cruise line Celebrity, which is owned by Royal Caribbean, it marked a construction milestone for its new upcoming cruise ship, the Celebrity Ascents. And now, this now marks a new phase, because that's important too. It can't be, you know, it can't be, okay, we put the ship in the water, now we're going to finish it. No, no. We achieved a milestone, and now we've entered a new phase. I'm getting more like Carlin every day, but not nearly, not even close. Now they're going to wear on the outside of the ship and the inside of the ship. And it's going to be ready at the end of 2023. And Lisa Rudolph Perlo, who brings out the Archie Bunker and me, you know, yeah, you need it, Lisa, it's a ship, all right, she says, this is so much more than a ship. Celebrity Ascent will be the embodiment of a relaxed luxury resort at sea. And I can't imagine a more exciting way to start the new year than by celebrating this important construction milestone. It's coming out of the end of the year. And that's how, this is the best way ever to celebrate a new year, by bringing out a new ship. And she went on to say, the collaboration between the shipyard and Celebrity teams continues to be extraordinary. You know how many ships they're building this year? Lisa, baby. They're building 20, 25. It's all amazing, but extraordinary. And she said, I am grateful to all involved for their passion and expertise. Momentum and anticipation is quickly building for this ship. And we'll continue to share her progress and all that awaits our guests on board this next installation in our groundbreaking Next Generation Ed series. Read that after you write it. Now, having said that, Celebrity doesn't book me, probably never will. But congratulations, they're going to have a new ship, and they have reached a milestone. And they went to the next phase. You know, sometimes when I have more than 10 drinks in one night and I'm still standing, I've reached a milestone. Unfortunately, the next phase involves me being sick, so I don't reach those milestones anymore. By the way, this vessel will have transformational accommodations. I'm probably wasting your time, but I'm just reading it for the first time. It will have transformational accommodations, a two-story villa stateroom. What are you transformational? What is, from what? It's a bed. It's got a pillow. All right, Tom. There's the duck. The duck is right. I went way too long today. 17 minutes. It should have been 12 minutes. I hope you're still with me. Thanks for subscribing. And if you go on to any of those places, Amazon or Apple or Spotify, iHeartRadio, follow it. And they tell me if you follow it, it means something. I don't know what it means. It means that you're following me. And I keep looking over my shoulder because I feel like a lot of people are following me. But that could just be the Zambuca. Have a happy Monday. I'll talk to you tomorrow.